This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People were in the mood to splash out on purchases toward the end of summer, but now it appears consumer confidence is stalling. A slight decline was reported this week by an industry group called the Conference Board. This with COVID cases soaring in parts of the country and no new pandemic relief out of Washington. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, when it comes to coping with the pandemic economy, one's age often matters.
The research firm Morning Consult finds that baby boomers are more pessimistic about the future than millennials. Economist John Lear says for a 55 or 60-year-old out of work looking ahead to retirement,
the time that older Americans have to make up their lost savings, their lost income, is much shorter than it is for younger adults.
Older Americans are also more leery of going out in the pandemic to shop at the mall, go to the gym, take a trip. Robert Frick sees the impact his generation is having. He's an economist at Navy Federal Credit Union, 63 years old.
For myself and for my friends, we are very cautious. We aren't traveling. We're not going to restaurants. We're not spending. Younger people, unfortunately, they're not in as good a financial condition, but they are traveling and spending more.
Frick says older professional workers and retirees have done pretty well financially, with the value of assets like stocks, homes, and retirement accounts up in the pandemic. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.